Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander inviting you to join us now. We've got some interesting things to discuss with you today because we're going into an interesting time of the year. First of all, don't get so rattled by what the government's doing. Yes, I totally understand how upset you are. There's some things that really need to be hashed out here. But separate yourself and your old goals and objectives and take yourself out of that picture. And I know that's very, very hard to do. But when you're looking long term, look at those goals and objectives. And I really feel for these people who have been laid off and who are dealing with all this crap that's going on out there. Hopefully, some of this will get reconciled very soon.
I have to agree with Leanne. There's nothing you can do. Unfortunately, we have hogs at the trough in Washington, and that's all they care about is their own self, and they don't really care about us.
I think term limits are coming into the picture.
I think term limits would be a wonderful idea. But now we've expressed our opinions.
We're going to talk about some different things today in regards to interest and dividends, earnings, and regarding compound and simple interest rates. The reason this stuff is coming up is because we hear a lot about what's happening with the interest rates and how this is having a real effect on the economy. And we're looking at something else, borrowing for yourself against your own money, in other words, your own investments, so you're using margin. And a lot of people don't understand that, and we've had some calls on how does margin work. But we've also had calls on compound and simple interest, and where you see a lot of that, you see a lot of that with your annuities and with your life insurance. So we're going to hit some of those things today, but we really wanted to stress, look at your own goals and objectives and do just what you can do for yourselves.
Don't panic.
Okay, Garwin, why don't you start with the compound versus simple interest?
Okay, there are basically two ways to accrue
two ways to have your money grow.
You have simple interest or compound interest. Simple interest means, let's just take $100. And if you have a 5% simple interest, every year your interest grows at 5%. So if 5% on $100, next year you've got $105. And 5% on the original benefit, the next year will be $110. And then 5% on the original benefit will be $115. So forth. Compound interest goes on the principal. So the first year, 5%. Would be 105. The second year, it'll be 110 plus because you're getting 5% on the 5%, on the 105. So you've got 111%, basically, and then 116, and then 122, etc. Simple interest will double itself every 20 years, compound every 15 years. So obviously, compound interest is at 5%. It'll double itself in 15 and 20 years. So it is obviously better to have compound interest on your investments.
When we talk about long-term care, Garwin, one of the ways that long-term care is set up, too, is the fact that they can get simple or compound interest on their riders.
On their riders, and that's a cost of living adjustment rider. And we sat down with one of Leanne and my clients the other day, and she had originally bought an $80 a day benefit 13 years ago. And now her benefit was $145 a day. She was getting very close to her doubling of her interest rate, and she was ecstatic because she's got $145 a day benefit with an unlimited benefit. So she got a very rich plan. So compound is better than simple, but simple is better than nothing.
Now, when we look at compound and simple, we also move beyond that and we look at interest rates in general. When you look at interest rates in general, you are looking at getting interest on life insurance policies.
Yes.
On annuities.
Yes.
And we look at getting it on your bonds and your CDs. Life insurance and annuities right now, what do you think they might be paying?
Oh, they're paying really well, about a dollar and a half, about a buck and a half is about all they're paying. They're really not paying very fixed.
Right.
I'm talking about fixed numbers.
That's
I'm not
right.
talking about things that are flowing with the market. I'm talking about fixed, guaranteed numbers are horrible. And, of course, they're not any better. They're even worse. They're even worser at the bank.
Worser.
Worser at the bank.
That's a new one. Okay.
But, yes, they're really very low. The interest rates on investments now, on fixed investments, are the lowest I've ever seen in my 45 years in the business.
Even when I get a call and somebody's renewing a CD and they look at what they're paying, they're just astounded at how bad it is. And they look at their money markets, but that's where we're at right now.
Now, having said that, it's very horrible if you're trying to live off of your investments. But it's good for?
Stocks.
Why?
It's good for stocks because they pay dividends. Dividends are simply from the earnings of the different companies. They will pay their earnings, and they share those earnings in the form of dividends. So companies right now are in the start of earnings season. Companies have done very, very well, especially lately. In fact, they've been holding a lot of cash. And as they've been holding a lot of cash, they've been sharing that cash with their investors, and that those dividends have been going up and up and up nicely. So they're giving people an income stream through their dividends. Now, you don't find that with your CDs because CDs are very, very low in the interest rates. Your annuities are very, very low in the interest rates. But the stock market does very well in this kind of a scenario. When the companies do well, they will share that wealth, and that's why dividends are an important part of a financial plan, especially as you get older. When you're younger, you're looking at more growth, which means then you're getting into the smaller caps and the mid-sized companies because they don't quite often pay any dividends. But it's the big companies who pay the dividends. You've got to understand, small, mid-sized companies are going to take their earnings and pour it back into their companies so they can grow and expand. When McDonald's first started out, they weren't paying dividends.
No dividends, nope.
In fact, we can remember when the Golden Arches were out there and they were saying how many million burgers they were selling.
I remember going through the one in Cedar Falls, Iowa, that had over a billion. And I thought, oh, my goodness.
And they kept growing and growing.
That was back in the 60s, but
that
yes.
That was right. And as time has gone on and they've expanded and they've grown, they've gotten to be a big company. And as they've gotten to be a big company, they are paying dividends. 3M is paying dividends. Target is paying dividends. I can list any amount of companies. You will go down the street and you see these great big companies. Best Buy is paying dividends. You see this going on. What they're doing is they're sharing
their wealth.
So we have dividends. That's one way to give you an income stream, and they're doing well. Then you have your interest. Not only the interest that we talked about on the CDs, that's very, very low, and the interest on the dividends and the insurance companies. But we're talking about interest through bonds. Now, the interest rates, the Fed has kept them very, very low because they want to stimulate the economy. By stimulate the economy, the people will go in and buy more stock.
It's really
they'll
not
do
done a
they'll
lot
want
of
to
good.
Grow.
It hasn't done a lot of good, but okay.
But now, all at once, because of what's going on with the government, the interest rates are jumping up. Well, when we look at the bonds and the Feds come back and say we are going to start tapering the bond buying.
Bond purchasing, yep.
And the bond purchasing, and we are going to think down the line about raising the interest rates. What's going to happen is those interest rates across the board will slowly be raised. So your CDs are going to get more interest. Your bonds through the government are going to get more interest. You'll get more interest in your annuities. You'll get more interest on your life insurance. In those kinds of cases, what will happen is the individuals who are not looking so much for growth, they're going to be looking for income purposes. And that's one of the things that you've got to consider is having a balanced portfolio for your particular situation. If you're getting older, you're going to look at having income. Income will be where you get the interest, but don't forget those dividends will pay you income.
Pay them handsomely.
Now, one of the things that happens is you're looking at buying a car or you're looking at buying a house. Those kinds of investments, and I'm going to call them investment, buying a house, buying a car, you're going to put money out to buy those things. You're paying, you're getting very, very low interest if you're borrowing from the car company or borrowing from the bank to buy that car.
That's why you need to think about home. Simple or compound.
That's where the simple and the compound comes in. But in some cases, we have something we call margin. Now, margin is a little bit difficult to understand, and it has to do with an investment. If you have an investment out there in stocks or bonds and you have an investment account, you can borrow money against that account. Really, you're borrowing money against what you have out there.
You're borrowing your own money.
You're borrowing your own money, and you're going to pay for doing that. We checked on this recently because an individual had called. That individual was going to buy a car. Now, when he was going to buy the car, one of the things he could get, he could buy that car, if he didn't want to pay it off, for 1.09. Now, before, it was even less than 1%, and sometimes they were saying no percent for a long time. However, in this case, he was going to get 1.09, but he had a margin account, and he wanted to know what the margin was. Now, it was interesting because when we checked, it was 1.5%, and that was dependent on the dollar amount he was borrowing in the size of the account, and 6.5% base. So annually, he was going to pay 8%.
I think I'll go to 1.09.
Well, I think what he's going to do is pay it. Just pay out the cash. Many people will say, well, if it's really, really low, I don't mind paying that interest rate. And that's fine. It can be a very nice way to go. But when you're going to do margin, think of it very, very carefully and check it out. You're borrowing against yourself. So you want to be sure you know exactly how much. Now, he can get down as low as 7% if he borrows a huge amount of money against himself. But he's got to be careful and check it out.
I'll stay with the 1.09.
Okay.
That's a lot less, and it works out a
lot
better.
Or paying for it in cash.
I guess the one thing we want to say today, people, don't panic. Relax. If you have any questions or you need some hand-holding, call us. We'll be delighted to hold your hands. It's very important that you stay on your path, keep doing what you're doing, have a good plan, and don't panic.
Remember, you've got an allocation out there, you've got investments out there, and they are separate from the total government picture.
Give us a call at 651-436-3997 or 952-835-4136. Thank you for being with us.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.